Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, I'm actually surrounded by a few good folks who I go to church with, and we are asking them things about what they're grateful for. So our question that we're asking each one of these guys is, tell me something you're grateful for that you think other people overlook. And so first off, we're going to have Elder Riggs tell us. And so Elder Riggs, when you get on the microphone, tell us where you're from real quick, and then what it is that you're grateful for that other people overlook.
Hello, I'm Elder Riggs. I am from Queen Creek, Arizona. Something I'm grateful for that I think people overlook is I'm grateful for people who understand when two people roll up to a four-way stop sign, the person that is on the right has the right-of-way.
Hey, I'm Lincoln Miller. I'm from Palmer, Alaska. And something I'm grateful for is my hands and the dexterity that I have to be able to use them for playing an instrument.
So this is Jacob again, and I am grateful for the cracks in the sidewalk. Not the little ones that kind of show up because of the weather, but the big ones that we put in there. And the fact that you've got somebody out there when they lay the concrete who knows the distance those are supposed to be, and they've mathematically calculated it out so that way we don't end up with giant cracks on the sidewalk. And the fact that all this just kind of, concrete is a highly overlooked construction element. And I just think it's wonderful that we've got this figured out so our concrete can last for hundreds of years. And we tend to walk by a lot of things in the world that other people don't necessarily notice that make our lives great.
Hi, I'm Natalie Crane, and something I am grateful for is the evolution of diapers. I am in the diaper phase with my kids, and I cannot even imagine how they did cloth diapers. I love the Velcro. I love that it's reusable and you can adjust it if you need to. If it falls down a little bit, it's so easy to fix it, and you do not want a messy diaper leaking. So I am super grateful for that.
This is Spencer. I am so grateful that there are so many different paint manufacturers. There's Behr, there's Valspar, there's Kelly Moore, there's Sherwin-Williams, and all of them have the exact same paint color called pure white. However, none of them are exactly the same color as pure white. Therefore, my wife, we keep the paint companies in business because we have to buy one can of each one to find out which one we think is pure white.
Hi, Jacob. You asked me for an answer to the question, what is something that I am grateful for, but that others don't necessarily see? My answer would be, the thing I'm grateful for is the people behind the food that we eat. It has been a large interest of mine for many years and the basis of some photography projects that I've done. And many around me are grateful for the same. I've shared lots of experiences with friends growing food, which really deepens a connection to food and health and all of that. But it is true in my experience that most people don't have that same close connection to the food they're eating, to where that food is grown, to whether it's healthful or not. And so I feel like if we could all be a bit more mindful and a bit more grateful of those things, it might change us for all the best. So there you have it.
So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. It's a short one for you. If you just joined us for this episode, we're glad you can be here. If you want to stick around for the long haul, go ahead and hit the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. Now, if you want to say thank you for this episode, the best way to do that is to share it with somebody that you know. And I'll leave that up to you as to who that is. At the end of every episode, we like to say, remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?